It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey, welcome to Border Crossings. We're live in Studio 4 today. Flora Cash are on tour. They have a new album out, and they join us on today's show. They will perform for us from the new CD, and we'll find out where they're from and what they're up to. Flora Cash joins us here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. In our studio today, on tour for a brand new album, we'd like to welcome the duo Flora Cash, who are here. Welcome to DC.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, who's Flora and who's Cash?
I'm Flora and he's Cash.
All right.
No, we're not.
That sounds like a detective show, Flora and Cash.
Kind of does, yeah. Actually, sometimes people mistakenly call us Flora and Cash.
Actually, yeah.
But no, it's the name of the band, but I guess if we had to choose, it would be Flora and Cash.
And how did you come up with the name Flora and Cash, or Flora Cash? You see, now you're going to tell me to do that.
Now we got
Flora
you.
Cash.
It's a secret, actually. So
it's a secret. You can't tell me.
No,
we haven't told anyone.
I won't tell anybody if you tell me. It's just between us.
Well, maybe in the end of the show, maybe. I'll
All right. Okay. And I will remember. Don't think I forget.
All right.
Now, originally, obviously, you don't have that much of an accent, but you're both from Sweden. I understand.
No, actually, I'm originally from Minnesota.
Oh, well, that's so, next to Sweden.
Yeah, yeah, well, more or less culturally, yeah, it's kind of similar. But you're from Sweden.
Yeah, but we live in Sweden.
Well, you live in Sweden.
We live in Stockholm.
Where, where in Sweden?
In Stockholm.
Beautiful place.
Right?
Beautiful place. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah,
you're a long way from home.
Well,
we are.
Yeah.
But we were further when we were in LA recently. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Now, how did
we're
you
getting
two
there
meet?
I was like looking for some music on SoundCloud, mm-hmm, and I found Cole's music and fell in love with his voice and and his lyrics. And yeah, Cole, how did you?
Well, yeah, so I was on SoundCloud and I was just posting like kind of rough acoustic music, not that polished or anything. That's all I really knew how to do at the at that time. And then all of a sudden one day I started seeing these comments popping up on different tracks. And yeah, I clicked on the profile of the person who was commenting because I was like, wow, they're really passionate about my music. That's pretty cool.
Guess that was me.
And then I listened to what she was posting. And it was a bit more, it was kind of like what I was doing, but a bit more produced. And like there was some electronic elements, a bit more Swedish, mm-hmm, I would say. Yeah. And I fell in love with that as well. And I just thought, wow, we have like, I don't know, it felt like musical chemistry right off the gate.
Yeah.
Right out the gate. And so, yeah, we started kind of communicating there, like, we should collaborate sometime, because that's kind of what you do on SoundCloud sometimes. You try to collaborate with other musicians.
And then you... Did I or did you add me on Facebook?
One of us added the other. It really doesn't matter who.
We have it somewhere in there. And then we started writing these long messages on Facebook, which for me was like a full day thing because I had to like sometimes translate so I didn't misspell stuff. Mm-hmm. And for him it was like a fast thing. But imagine like writing this much in a kind of foreign language, even though I know English, it was just, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
But it was good.
You said you used a lot of Google Translate.
I did.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, yeah, so it's a love story.
Yeah.
It started with music,
yeah,
and continues today. And I see you have a beautiful diamond ring. So obviously things have blossomed.
And, we did get married in 2013.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
We're still kind of making it. To some extent, no. I'm kidding.
That adds a whole
marriage.
I'm like, are we even married? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm joking.
That adds a whole new, dynamic to working together.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, you really have to be on the same page musically because if you're going to live together, love together, work together, then you have to really be. There has to be a commonality. There has to be
absolutely.
Some. Yeah.
So I take it both of your music was very similar when you first came together.
I mean, kind of.
I think, yeah.
I mean, we've learned to come into this, like, togetherness with the music. We weren't that, not totally similar, but yet similar, right?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. I would say that I was leaning toward a bit more of, like, a singer-songwriter kind of almost Americana, mm-hmm, influence in, mm-hmm, what I was doing. And she had more of almost, like, Swedish folk. Like, it still was, like, had that acoustic undertone, but it was a bit more atmospheric, I would say. But I think, like, what's happened is now we create music that, because sometimes our interests are different, but we end up, what ends up as Flora Cash is something that we both love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean?
Through both of us.
Like, so it doesn't mean we always love exactly the same ideas musically, but whatever we end up putting out is something we both agree that we really like.
Yeah, totally.
So. And when you don't agree, who wins?
Oof. That's a hard one.
I would say that's a hard one. We sometimes do compromise, I guess, here and there.
Come on, Cole, you got to let her win.
Yeah, that's she does.
Obviously,
win.
I'm the woman, so
that's
I get
it.
To decide
that's it.
Everything.
She gets
Yeah.
Now, who did you grow up listening to? I mean, right now in the U.S., we're right now finding so many Swedish artists like Tove Lo and Zara Larsson.
Yeah.
And of course, we've had Roxette. We've had so many great artists from Sweden over the years. How about you? Who were you influenced by?
Actually, my number one, without crying, is Michael Jackson.
Really?
Number two, Whitney Houston. So the most amazing people I know. And
that's amazing that I always tell people here at VOA that music is universal and one of the biggest or greatest exports from America is entertainment, music, movies, and the influence. A lot of people don't know, that so many people around the world are influenced by American pop music.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, my gosh. That's where what we are influenced by in Sweden, like, that's what we grew up with, so, yeah.
And you decided you wanted to make it in America. Was that something you thought about, or it doesn't matter to you? Or
Well, I think that's, like, everybody's dream, isn't it? Like, why wouldn't you want to make it in America?
I don't know. So back home, you're very popular there? I mean,
Yes, actually, yeah. It's
It's we're gaining traction. Yes. You know, I'm reaching new people all the time, and it feels like it's going
building
well.
Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Totally.
And what's the name of the debut album?
Nothing Lasts Forever and It's Fine.
Nothing Lasts Forever and It's Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a song on the album called that. Now, why did you decide to go with that title?
Because actually, I don't know. Why did we decide?
That's kind of a tough one. I think we liked the phrase just because, I don't know, sometimes Nothing Lasts Forever can be kind of a, for some, it can be sort of a
negative,
or a depressing way of looking at things. But I think Nothing Lasts Forever and It's Fine is sort of the silver lining. You know what I mean? Like saying that change is actually, I mean, change can be growth and evolution. As much as it can be decay or something negative, you know, like without change, there's no growth. And I think it's actually, generally, it's fine that things change.
Most of the time, it is.
Yeah.
Like, get used to it, so you just survive. It is fine.
I think also I would say that, like, our musical style has shifted a little bit with this album as well. And I think, to me, at least my interpretation, is a little bit of a commentary on that change in style. Like, that our previous style, we loved everything that we did, but we're evolving, and that's fine. Like,
So how would you describe your music right now?
Pop, electronic pop folk.
Yeah, maybe electronic pop folk, indie pop folk, pop folk.
I see a lot of magazines and music industry experts are praising your music. You've gotten a lot of positive reviews for everything you're doing, and now the excitement has built, and I would like to ask if you do a song.
Well, we didn't really come prepared.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, look, it's there. What's the song we're going to hear first?
This is actually... interestingly enough, it's a B-side. We put out Nothing Lasts Forever and It's Fine, the track, as a single. And then we did a B-side for the single called The Bad Boys. So this is The Bad Boys.
All right, Flora Cash, live on The Voice of America.
Here and countless others have been here, and they have broken through. And all that we have staked on this love is blistered. When it's gone, then it's truly gone. Seems like it's always been this way. I know the reason that you stay, and they don't. Bad boys, you and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way. You and I, baby, to the top. Hey, you and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't. Others have lain here, and they have reason to. And all these precious blights, though they find the concert, all they've got is all they truly got. I know it's yellow and they're gold. I know it's hard just growing old, and they don't. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way. You and I, baby, to the top, hey. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way. You and I,
ways they don't even know.
You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way. You and I, baby, to the top. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know.
They don't even know.
Wow. Great. I like it. I like it. Flora Cash here. The album is called Nothing Lasts Forever, and it's fine. And it's now available. And obviously, the chemistry between the two of you is undeniable. I mean, you can't take your eyes off of each other. And the sound is great.
You know, beautiful sound. Really enjoy that.
And I like your kicks. You know, I got to give you credit.
Oh,
look at those kicks, those shoes. I don't know. Camera can get a shot of those shoes. Those are some cool shoes.
Thank you so much.
Now, this is your first tour in America, or is this not your first tour here?
You know, we were here last year doing some showcases and some press stuff. And when we lived here for about a year.
Oh yeah.
Back in when we were kind of just getting started, mm-hmm. And we were basically playing any venue that we could. So I guess we would consider that like a tour. We've played around the U.S. Mm-hmm. here and there.
Yeah.
So
mostly when we lived here.
Mostly when we lived here.
Now it's more like this showcases and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you've been singing for a while. You both have been singing and performing for a while.
Yeah.
You in another language. So is this a challenge for you to sing? You speak English beautifully.
Thank you.
But was this to put on an album in your second language?
No, actually, I've always written and sang most of the time, with some exceptions, in mm-hmm. English. And also, like I told you, with my influences.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm. And how's the tour going right now?
It's going well.
That's going really well.
Yeah.
We've one of the big things that we came out to do in L.A. was we shot a couple of live sessions with some director producers that we really love. We shot an official music video for our track California.
Yeah.
And we did this really cool event in San Francisco. Are you familiar with the show? I don't know if I'm allowed to say TV shows.
Sure, go ahead.
The show Game of Thrones.
Yes. Oh, everybody knows Game of Thrones. Yes.
And I don't know if you know the head of the Unsullied, Grey Worm.
Mm. I don't watch it.
Oh, okay.
You should.
Well, I don't get HBO.
I'm sure a lot of people
I can't
listening.
Afford it.
A lot of people listening, I'm sure, know who Grey Worm is. But Riley Ritchie is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we actually opened for him in San Francisco at Pop Scene, so that was pretty exciting.
Oh, that was super fun.
And we're big fans of the show, so that was kind of cool.
I know, Ed Sheeran said he's a big fan, so they invited him on the show. He's going to do a cameo, so
maybe you guys should
tell the producers, and then you'll get written into the story.
Yeah, and we've met one of the main characters, so that's
kind of
cool.
So that'd be awesome,
cool. Yeah. we've got an in there.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, musically, you collaborate on all the music together. It's kind of a team thing. One person writes, or you both write together. Or what's the process for you?
We both write together most of the time. Or sometimes I have an idea and he adds, or the other way around.
Yeah.
But everything is written together. So mm-hmm.
It's more or less 50-50. Even like some of the tracks on the album are one or the other of us singing primarily. But all of the tracks go through the, the dual songwriting mm-hmm. process. So just sometimes we both feel like, maybe just you on this one or maybe just me on this
one.
So.
And because, you are a couple and in love and you've written songs together, is it hard to talk about love on the CD when heartbreak and past relationships? And are you able to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write about my ex-boyfriend or my ex-lover, whatever, and we're going to put this song on the album? And the other one said, well, wait a minute. No, wait a second.
Well, I just think we're kind of open, because mm-hmm. music is like therapy to us. So I would be... It'd be horrible if we didn't allow ourselves to express ourselves in any way we want to. But usually it is most of the time about our relationship. But obviously some of the other stuff that we've done mm-hmm. or had our other exes probably comes in somewhere.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. I think that's one of the things is we've had to kind of, if you're going to work together musically like we do and be in a relationship, you really have to like let go of kind of the ego aspect of it as much as you can, and mm-hmm. like let the other person express kind of whatever they want to express.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think it would work, really.
No.
Like if we couldn't look past some of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't pop up a lot, but...
I mean,
But yeah, we you know, that's part of how it goes.
But I like your sound. I mean, really do.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you
very,
so much.
Very nice. You know, you two work well together, harmonize together. Would you do another song for us?
Yeah, I could do that. Roses on Your Dress, maybe.
Do you want to do that or Slip of the Tongue? On Your Tongue. No, Slip
of the Tongue. I'm thinking Roses for now, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Because it's primarily you. Yeah, drink your water.
Cheers. Again.
All right.
See, we're watching a husband-wife discussion.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfold live.
Right, yeah, yeah. And we can be more honest with each other.
That's so it.
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
I might get a talking to after this.
No, actually not.
No. All right. This is Roses on Your Dress. And it is on the new album.
Yay, it is. You got roses on your dress, pretty waves in your hair. I got jet lag in my eyes. You're born, but they sleep in my daytime. What's going on? We all just wanna be special. What's going on in your head? 'Cause we all just wanna be special. You were rocking, you were. And got too drunk. I was slaving life away. You said, "Let's get out of here someday." What's going on?
Beautiful. Flora Cash here. The album is Nothing Lasts Forever, and it's fine. And so Flora Cash are Cole and Spressa.
Oh, that was actually a really good pronunciation.
See,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got the SH, the Spressa.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep.
See? Now,
perfect.
So in Sweden, the names Tove, Tovlo, Spressa, is that a common name?
Actually not.
And what does it mean? What's the origin?
Well, actually, my original... What do you say?
Land of origin?
Yeah, it's from Kosovo. So my parents immigrated there.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's where it comes from.
And so you made the move from Minnesota to Stockholm.
Yep.
And how's the adjustment? And what's been the biggest challenge for you?
Well, that's actually a good question. I have a very easy answer for that one.
Yeah, okay. Me too, for you.
I have to say...
The in-laws.
No, actually, I love her parents. I really do. I really do. They're amazing. But I do have to say, I love Swedes and I love Stockholm. And there's a lot about the culture and the politics that I totally am on board with. But there was one thing that was really hard for me as an American making a permanent kind of relocation. And that is that, like, sort of the idea of personal space is way different there. So, like, for example, here, when we're in a grocery store and you get too close to somebody, even if you're not touching or anything. At least in Minnesota, but also we noticed that in California. Yeah. I think it's kind of an American thing. People are kind of like, excuse me, sorry, you know, whatever. We don't want to get into each other's personal space. Not so in Stockholm.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit more like people kind of bump into you or they get real close or they'll walk in front of you when you're in the thing. And I find that a little bit stressful,
I know.
And also it's kind of the same culture on the streets where it's just people are very close and kind of don't really care.
Small streets and small stores.
So yeah, exactly. Things are built a bit smaller there. But that was a hard thing for me to adjust to be honest with you. That's like the main thing. Otherwise, it's been real smooth.
I want to give you equal time. So what's been the biggest adjustment to being married to an American?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's actually, that's a hard one. Do you mean in a good way or the bad?
Either way, let's be honest.
Well,
what's been the good
just
and
don't insult so Americans in general because they're listening.
I was just going to say, actually, what I wanted to say was, like, I can't find any bad. So, honestly,
What a politically correct answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I have to say what I have to say now. But honestly, I find Americans really nice and amazingly welcoming. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And maybe the one downside I would say, if I stay in America too much, I eat too many peanut butter cups. And it's never good to eat peanut butter cups for breakfast.
No,
so that's the downside.
Chocolate for breakfast? No.
We don't have peanut butter cups. We do, but not in the same way. Like,
right.
Yeah, it's way different. So, yeah, I think the food is way too good. So that's probably the only problem.
Mm. All right. Well, since you're being so honest and open,
where
did Flora Cash come from?
I told you ending?
I'd come back to you.
Not
yet. Oh. You got one more song.
Well,
but I wanted to leave enough time.
Do you want to say it?
No.
No, I can't.
Oh,
sorry.
It's just we can't stop now. We've had this secret going for a few years, and nobody knows. And we've had some
except for one person.
Your sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
call
her.
I will.
Yes.
As soon as we get off the air.
Yes.
Her name
is
Ariana.
Yeah.
Ariana.
Shai,
yeah.
Just call her. She might tell you.
So how did you connect to Save the Children? You know, that's a very famous worldwide charity foundation, the Save the Children. So how are you connected to them?
It was like this Danish, this guy from Denmark.
He was like one of the project leaders, and he approached us.
Yeah, or a label.
Yeah. Asking if we wanted to do, because everybody that was working on this was working for free, you know, as on a volunteer type basis, just because it was a good cause. And so they thought that our song from the album, You're Somebody Else, they thought that was really perfect for the message of the video. And it more or less almost plays like a music video because they use from start to finish of the song. And it's a bit more stripped down.
Yeah.
But when we heard the pitch, we just thought like, yeah, this is important. I've got younger siblings and stuff like that. And, you know, we live in a time where you really can't be too careful about what kids are doing online, unsupervised, you know, so...
Yeah.
Thank God that the ending is not like, you know, something more terrible. But it's an important message.
Mm. So. And it's great that you're, you know, putting your music to good work to help, you know, a very worthwhile cause.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, we try to do that as much as we can.
Flora Cash is on the program, and we ask that you do another song, if that'd be okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I may have to tune,
that's
Larry,
okay.
So...
Tuning is okay.
Yep. Just because also this, actually, it's pretty good. Normally, if we're doing a live show, this is where Espresso will tell a joke or something. So.
You want me to tell a joke?
Tell a joke. Please, go right ahead.
Oh.
In English, though, not in Swedish.
Do you know why Norwegians don't have any doors in their bathrooms?
No, why?
So people can peek through the hole. That's so bad.
I don't even get it. So the people can't peek through the hole.
They don't have any doors, so people can't peek through the hole.
Okay, wow, I'm slow. Okay.
That is slow.
Yeah, slow.
What's your website, by the way? If people around the world want to, you know, check you out online, find out where you're performing, buy the CD, whatnot.
The thing is, our main website is actually floracash.com, but mostly what we put there is just the whole catalog of music. Mm-hmm. Best thing is if they follow us on Facebook. That tends to be, at this point in time, that's where we update the fastest.
Yeah.
So if they go and like our official Facebook page, pretty easy to find.
So just Floracash?
Yeah, it's just facebook.com/flora.cash.band.
Or search for
or just search
Cash
for it as the first thing that
right,
comes
that's
up.
That's the easiest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Us.
It was a great, we had a great time.
Love it.
What are you going to do next?
This one is another one from the album, just, of course, stripped down acoustically, but it's called Slip of the Tongue. And I hope my fingers aren't too cold that I can.
Ah.
All right.
Slip
of the
fine.
Tongue. Yeah.
There's no white horse coming with his guns drawn and his with his leaves on. There's no point now in running with our tails tucked between us.
Cash.
Thank
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
The tour, is it an international tour? Can people see you around the world?
At the moment, we do have a gig coming up in New York that we can't really talk about at the moment. But if they follow us on Facebook, we'll post about it in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And same thing with London very shortly. And then a few festivals in Sweden. Yeah. So it's quite kind of international in that sense.
And the website again, where people can check you out?
Floracash.com or our official Facebook page.
All right. Well, thank you guys again.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you so much for having us.
Nothing lasts forever.
And it's fine.
It is fine. The album's available now, and get yourself a copy. Flora Cash, thank you for coming on the show. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. My friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on. Bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. My waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Larry London. You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the key
keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sun shine. Always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
Border Crossings. Well, we just had Flora Cash, a husband-wife team, and that's another husband-wife team in music, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, and the song's called Humble and Kind, and it is a request from Jadati. And Jadati is in Nigeria listening to the show and phoned us up at 202-619-2077 to hear that song. And Tim and Faith are on tour, the Soul to Soul Part 2 tour together. We also heard from Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, and a first-time request from a new listener in Sao Tome who is tuned in to the program. So welcome from Sao Tome. Glad to have you, Rainer Denango. So, Brainer Denango, we welcome you to the Border Crossings family with nothing but love and affection. We're glad you're with us. Hey, by the way, the phone number, 202-619-2077, for requests and dedications is the same phone number you'll be using in 4 minutes to tell us what the word of the day is. It's on the Facebook page right now, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's why we call it the Facebook word of the day. It's right there. At facebook.com/VOA Larry London, go find that word, and in 4 minutes when I open up the phones, if you're the first caller with the word, you'll win. That's coming up after we listen to this request for Asaias Michael in Ethiopia. Tracy Chapman, and Give Me One Reason, right here on Border Crossings.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind.
Crossings, give me a reason. It is Tracy Chapman here on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London. Phone lines are open right now. If you know the word of the day, Facebook word of the day, call 202-619-2077 and claim your now 62 CD. Augustino Joao Jose celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday. Myla Rose, Charles Borromeo are listening. Marceline Marr. I thank you for all your messages. Iman Amarth in Misrata, Lily Ando in Ghana, Rahel Mesfin, Munya Radzi, Yabisira is with us, and Maheder, all listening to the show right now. First caller at 202-619-2077 with our Facebook word of the day wins the Now 62 CD. While we get the phones going, we're going to listen to a request from Cyril Golden Arthur in Ghana. Here's your request from the band Fun.
Stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet.
Crossings, and that's Harry Styles, Sign of the Times, by request from Yabusira Solomon. Listening to the show, that's Harry's latest from his self-titled album that went on sale last week. Congratulations to Mohamed Nawi Atu in Sierra Leone. He knew our word of the day, gold. Hey, thanks for listening to Border Crossings. See you tomorrow, 1500 Universal. Thanks to Wagner and Vince and to Flora Cash. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.